The new police chief in New Haven, Connecticut, assigns his officers to walk beats in the city's neighborhoods to get to know those communities. He hopes these new walking beats will reduce the crime rate. Like the state's other two biggest cities, New Haven's crime rate has far exceeded the national average for the past 20 years. Michelle Hackman walked a beat with two of New Haven's policemen to see what community policing looks like and whether it can put a dent in the city's crime.
It could be remarkably violent, but at the same time, though, I mean, you still have a community here. You still have residents who, you know, do the right thing, you know, raise their families, go to work.
Mark DiCarvallo started walking a beat in New Haven's Hill neighborhood fresh out of the police academy at age 23. 9 years later, he's still at it. 5 afternoons a week, he and his partner, 30-year-old John Plakaitis, patrol the cracked sidewalks of this largely Black and Hispanic working-class neighborhood. They wave at passersby, stop to chat with people, and drop in on their favorite restaurants.
I can tell you what he orders. He orders a chopped barbecue with collard greens, string beans, and a side of cabbage. Yes. One of those, that's the whole thing. Yes, that is
exactly. They've gotten to know most of the people on their beat, and knowing everyone means that they notice when something looks amiss. As they walk, they're keeping their eyes open for people who look out of place or disagreements that could turn into fights. And as they've come to know people in the community, many people have come to trust them. DiCarvallo says sometimes people point them in the direction of crimes that might otherwise go unreported.
There's been occasions where residents have actually just waited for our shift to start. Instead of calling in an issue to the regular dispatch, they've actually told us that they waited until, you know, our shift started and they saw us walking down the street.
That's what community policing is all about. It's about stopping crime before it starts.
What we are in the midst of doing is rebuilding the relationships, one at a time. Not between the New Haven Police Department and the community, but between the New Haven police officer and the community on his beat.
That's Dean Esserman, chief of the New Haven Police Department. He was assistant chief for 2 years in the early 90s, when the department first implemented community policing. By 2000, the department phased out walking beats, aiming to improve response times. But by the late 2000s, the crime rate was up. In the last 3 years, the FBI has swept the city over a half a dozen times for drug dealers. In May, they arrested more than 100 people, some of them right on DiCarvallo and Plakaitis' beat. And last year, 34 people were murdered in New Haven, a 20-year high. Frank Limone was the chief at that time. One day in November, his tenure ended abruptly, and 2 days later, Esserman was sworn in. Now, murders are down in the first half of this year, but is community policing what's making the difference?
The few police officers that they put out here in the community, to be honest, it's like, with no disrespect intended, it's a joke.
That's Michael, a local hot dog vendor who is reluctant to give his name because he was concerned about offending city officials. He says that walking beats don't work because people can anticipate them, that if someone sees an officer walk by, they know they won't see another for at least a few hours.
Do you guys ever worry that people try to avoid you?
Absolutely. It's not really a concern. It's more of it's an eventuality. People who are in the drug trade, they have their own shifts. They have their own staff. They pay attention to when, you know, one particular shift of police is wrapping up for the day, and they know when the next shift is coming in. I mean, it's all part of the business.
DiCarvallo says he responds by switching up his route, but he thinks it would be even more helpful if more police were assigned to the same beat at the same time.
It's not always related to how many are policing, but how you police.
That's Maki Haberfeld, an expert on community policing at John Jay College in New York City. She says there's no evidence that walking beats reduce crime. In fact, she says, they just drive the crime into different neighborhoods, and increasing the number of police on the street won't change that.
There's a lot in the philosophy of community policing that sounds very nice, very noble, very attractive, very appealing, but it truly lacks the reality check as far as manpower is concerned. It really, truly ignores the fact that policing has a lot to do with where crimes are committed, but not why.
Haberfeld says the fundamental job of a police officer is to respond to crime. She says the causes of crime are too complex for police to handle, that's the job of sociologists and other academics. But Chief of Police Dean Esserman disagrees. He says that viewing the police as just law enforcers misses the point.
In cities, police are engaged in the life of the community. The relationship is intimate. People need you to help them feed their grandmothers, break up fights going on in the home, talk to a child who's going in the wrong direction. It turns out police work is law enforcement and more. Part of our job is crime, but it's hardly the only job.
Esserman says it's not up to the police to pick and choose what their job is in a community. It's best when the police listen and respond to the community's needs. He says it will take a long time to know whether community policing has worked. But he says it worked 20 years ago, and he believes it will work again today. Michelle Hackman, WSHU News.